fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
So, sex means different things to different people. And for some people, sex is just for fun, and for others, it's liberating. For some, it's a meaningful expression of a close relationship or a way to experience love. But whatever it means to you, talking and learning about sex and sexual health is a really great way to feel more prepared, more empowered, and more likely to make the decisions that are right for you when it comes to relationships and sexual activity. Talking about sexual health now is especially important given the scarily recent increases in sexually transmitted infections, especially in women. STIs such as gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, they're all on the rise in Perth, and some of the biggest increases have been in heterosexual women. The latest stats show that about of 11,500 chlamydia cases in WA last year, 29% were among women in their 20s. So right now, we're speaking with Dr. Jenna McCloskey, and she's head of the sexual health unit at Royal Perth Hospital. Jenny, why is it so important to talk about sex and sexual health?
Oh, look, because we're seeing the highest rates of infection of gonorrhea and chlamydia and also syphilis in Perth, I've been in the work for now over 40 years. I've never seen rates as high as we've got in Perth at the moment. It's really important that people have tests. The infections, gonorrhea and chlamydia in women, can cause infertility, and they can cause, the damage that does can cause an ectopic pregnancy if you get pregnant. There's so many complications from these infections. And if women are pregnant and they have a baby and they don't know they've got these infections, the babies can get the infections as well. The problem with these infections is in women, probably most of the time, the women don't know they've got them because they cause a bit of discharge. And how do you know this is a different amount of discharge to what is normal for a woman? So women need regular checks whenever they change their partners.
Yeah, so a lot of STIs do go unnoticed, as you just said, because there's not many symptoms. So how would we know if we do have an STI?
The only way you can find out is have a check. So for women, that would be going to your doctor or health clinic that specialises in checking, and you just need a urine test and a vaginal swab and a blood test to check for these infections. So it's very simple. These days, lots of women do their own swabs. Some women like their doctors to do their swabs. So there's lots of options available, but in women, we're recommending both a urine test and a vaginal swab to screen for for the infections, the gonorrhea and the chlamydia.
So because of the screening, do we know now what the most common STIs are and who is at most risk?
Anyone who has sex and is changing partners is at risk. It's got to such a level in Perth that everyone who's changing partners is at risk. What we have noticed in Perth, though, is we're currently seeing the highest rates of gonorrhea, especially in the 20 to 39-year-old age group, and it's increased by 50% in the last 12 months. In Perth, it's gone up by three times over the last 5 years. So it's just rising and rising and rising, and they're actually starting to see similar rises in some of the other states now, but Perth has the highest rates of any of the capital cities at the moment. And the biggest increases in Perth have been in heterosexual women. That's women who have sex with men. That's in Perth, so that's been a 74% increase. It's just enormous. Last year we had 3,300 cases of gonorrhea in Western Australia. That's far too many cases, and women in their 20s, one in five of them had that infection.
So I know that a lot of people can be quite frightened or feel insecure or are just scared about going to get a test. Can you explain to us why it's so important for women in particular to make sure that they're having these tests?
Well, we don't want women to give it to their partners because that's not a good way to start a relationship. We don't want them to give it to their babies, and we don't want the women to suffer long-term consequences, that is, pelvic inflammatory disease, which may impair the ability of the woman in the future to actually have children. So how do you ask for a test? So the main thing is to try and find a doctor that you feel comfortable seeing or go to a clinic that specialises in testing. So if you're too embarrassed to see your usual doctor, you can go to a doctor you don't usually see just to ask for an STD test. And these days, most people, if you haven't got symptoms and just want to check, they don't have to look down below. You can do your own swab. So it's not as hard as it used to be. It's very, very easy to get done. And these tests can all be bulk billed. So I would just love women to go up to their doctor and say, I'd like to be tested for STDs. Really be fabulous if we could have lots of women presenting.
Sure. So not only do women need to get tested for STDs or STIs, but there's also some other really important things that women need to do, not only for their sexual health, but for their own health. Can you talk us through some of the cervical and pelvic things that women need to get tested?
Well, certainly for testing these days, even though the Pap smear program has changed, so some people mightn't understand that, but let's start a little bit earlier. So at school, all the girls should be getting their full course of Gardasil vaccination, and if they didn't get that, they should make sure they get that from the doctor. This year, the schools have switched to a new type of vaccine that covers more strains of HPV, and it's only 2 doses. So I would encourage all girls at school who are eligible to be vaccinated, I'd like to see them all be vaccinated. It's so important with preventing cervical cancer. So people, we live in such a good country. We don't know. We don't see what cervical cancer does. But if you go to a third world country, cervical cancer is the most horrible disease of all the infections that you can get, because it grows and it grows through the vagina into the bowel area, and then people have poo coming out of their vagina. It's just awful. So we want to stop that. That's why we have the vaccination program. So what's actually happened now in Australia is we're one of the leading countries, and they've switched the program, so instead of testing for the damage on the cells caused by the virus that causes cancer, they now test for the virus. If the virus is present, they look to see which viruses are there, and then they determine whether a cell test needs to be done. If there is no virus present on the test, then the women only need to have a test every 5 years. So it's so much more convenient. It's a really, really progressive, new, innovative, important change for women's health.
Yeah, sure. So tips not only for women but for men, because sexual health is something that we all need to be aware of and we all need to be making a conscious effort for. So what are some tips for avoiding STIs?
Avoiding STIs is certainly to, first I'd say have a sexual health screen even if you've got no symptoms, because lots of people, lots of girls, lots of boys have chlamydia without knowing they've got the problem. So have a urine test. It's very simple to do that. Have a blood test to make sure you're HIV negative and syphilis negative. Condoms are fabulous for preventing infection, but they only work if they're put on before there's any foreplay. So, but we do encourage the use of condoms.
No worries. So if anybody out there is concerned that they might have an STD or do just want to go and get a test, you can head to your local GP, or there's many other resources out there, such as what's out there for women?
Well, there's actually a website called Could I Have It, and they send out kits to you. There's also the sexual health service at Royal Perth where I work. There's also one in Fremantle, and there's the sexual health quarters in Northbridge, which all of those places are able to offer testing.
Jenny.
And the GP. Yeah.
Sure. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us on Fitter Happier today.
Thank you very much.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.